With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is taking a blowtorch to some of the rules that have governed world trade for decades, and he says it's going to make things better as far as the United States is concerned. He says a number of countries, especially China, have been taking advantage of those rules. Also at SRNews.com, Christian relief groups impacted by the end of USAID.
The Trump administration's plan to gut USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The latest Rasmussen Reports daily tracking poll before the weekend showed 54% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 44% said they disapprove. A floating piece of Americana reaches a milestone. More details from Ron Taylor.
At 100 years old, the Goodyear blimp is an ageless star in the sky. The 246-foot-long airship will be in the background of the Daytona 500, flying roughly 1,500 feet above Daytona International Speedway, actually to celebrate its greatest anniversary tour. Even though remote camera technologies are improving regularly and changing the landscape of aerial footage, the blimp continues to carve out a niche. At Daytona, with the usual 40-car field racing around a 2.5-mile super speedway, views from the blimp aptly provide the scope of the entire event. Ron Taylor reporting.
And this is SRN News. Teenagers are interested in Jesus these days.
According to research by the Barna Group, a Christian polling organization, 77% of teens in this country say they are motivated to find out more about Christ. 7% aren't sure. That's good news for the future of the country and indicates that adolescents are an important mission field for the church. Barna says, quote, Generation Z tends to believe there's something out there more powerful than them, but many remain hesitant to embrace religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department is investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department is opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. That action comes shortly after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males. This is SRN News. President Trump had a Valentine's Day warning for illegal immigrants.
The administration shared a Valentine's Day card on social media. It featured Mr. Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan's faces on a pink backdrop adorned with red hearts. The card had a warning message to illegal aliens hiding from ICE officers. It read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally, and we'll deport you."
That is Keith Peters reporting. Ken Lorman reporting. It's a cold Valentine's Day tradition somewhere else.
There's nothing like dozens of couples saying I do simultaneously to warm the frigid air that grips the Colorado Rockies in the heart of winter. Colorado's Loveland ski area lived up to its name once again on Valentine's Day as it hosted the 34th annual Mountaintop Matrimony.
And this is SRN News.